Kyle, where are you? Come on up here. Ladies and gentlemen, Wisconsin foodie, host, and man about town, Kyle Cherik. A man who knows all there is about what he knows about.
Do I put these on?
I don't know. You're on the air, aren't you?
I'm on the air, but...
Don't you wear those when you're on the air?
Well, I've never taken them off an ostrich before.
That's an emu.
I've never taken them off
an emu
either.
You're a foodie. You're not an animal-y.
No, I'm not an animal-y. Okay. Oh, you're so much louder.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, you don't really need them if you don't want. Take your glasses off.
I feel
we'll
more...
see what you look like. Well, those are nice frames, though.
Thank you.
Yeah, put them back on.
Yeah, right.
How are you, man?
I'm good.
Wisconsin Foodie is a major hit. You were Emmy nominated, and you're all over the place, and it's going pretty good.
It's working out. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're very pleased. We're grateful.
I've never been nominated for anything.
You've got to enter to win. It's like I tell my my brother, who doesn't like to spend money on lottery tickets. You've got to enter to win, buddy.
Is your brother a foodie too, or is he more of an Edie?
He's a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Yeah. He married what we would call a home gourmand. And
that's
so,
a man? You married a man?
No.
Isn't that the male?
What would it be? What would the feminine be? Gourmandi?
Gourmet.
Gourmet. Correct?
No, yeah. That is so sexist. I'm taking back that joke right now. I'm personally rude.
We know that we're on public radio because we can use the big words.
Okay, go ahead. Use a few. What are you going to say?
In any event, he married a gourmand. That's
so
right.
So he had to live up to it.
Yes. And I think a lot of those things have worn off or rubbed off on them in the best ways.
You know, they wouldn't be so bad, those gourmands, if they wouldn't talk about it or say anything when you're eating something that you're enjoying, you know.
Right, yeah. Do you know where these truffles came from kind of thing when you're...
Truffles? Which truffles?
Well,
the chocolates. You mean the chocolate truffle?
No, but those are based on the original truffles.
If pigs could find chocolate truffles, I'd be with it 100%. Because they're good.
But then we couldn't use dogs, which are better truffle hunters, because, of course, chocolate is bad for dogs. Everyone knows that.
But, you know, you yourself must be the first gourmand ever to come out of Milwaukee, because I can't think of anybody else.
Sandy D'Amato. Come on. He's one of the most famous chefs of the American canon.
Yeah, but he's not a regular guy. I mean, you're a regular guy, right? I mean, just someone like a Wisconsin citizen, Milwaukee.
If you want to frame it up that way, sure, I'll take that.
I've never thought of myself as
I'm not a chef.
You were never a chef?
Never a chef. I have carried things to tables as a profession,
So this should be Wisconsin busboys.
That's exactly right. Well, I overbid. I started out as a host, and then they said, "You know what? You'd be much better carrying things and clearing tables."
Well, how did you acquire your vast knowledge of like chefs and cookery and foods and that sort of thing?
Yeah, just hanging around the right people.
But maybe I should have them on.
Well, that's
what
I said.
You're just repeating
what you
said.
That's what I said to your producer when I got the email. Are you sure?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is going very good. And then the show itself, like you go around Wisconsin and a lot of places.
We cover Wisconsin and perhaps soon further points. But as our previous secretary of tourism told us, not the one that's part of the Walker administration, when we first started the show, we're happy to support it. And she was jesting, but she said, we're happy to support it. Uh-huh. But if you cross the border, I'll kill you.
But you did. You went to New York.
That's right. Yeah, well, that was after... That's once, you know, the administration changed, so we felt safe in that.
Yeah, meanwhile, he's in Israel doing it.
Yeah, well, right. We didn't get any of those...
It's not really gourmand.
We didn't get any of those state tax dollars to go to New York as he did.
No.
Our airfare was not covered.
Okay, well, let me ask you some questions here about places you've been. If I want cheese in Thorpe...
If you want cheese in
Thorpe...
Where
do I go?
I would go to the cheese shop in Thorpe.
Ah, interesting choice. What makes you say that?
As my grandmother would say, if it hurts, don't do that. If you're hungry, eat something.
Yes.
Yeah.
You mean Holland's?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Holland's family cheese? What do you like about it?
I like Marieke.
You like what?
I like Marieke, her Gouda. Her Gouda is fantastic. It's internationally award-winning.
It looked like the real deal, too, because I saw a picture of it. Because we had the international winner.
Right.
Danish Gouda, whatever it was, and it's a big wheel.
Well, that's
worth
how they make
thousands
them.
Of dollars.
Yeah, yeah. It's
and this looked like the real deal.
It is. Well, that's the crazy thing about cheese right now, particularly in Wisconsin, is that we have so many near genius artisanal cheesemakers. They didn't used to call them artisanal; they just called them cheesemakers.
What does artisanal actually mean? It's like gourmand.
It just adds about $12 per pound. But we're in the international competitions in cheese, which there are. It's like the Olympics, but they have them, you know, more frequently.
Yeah.
They keep winning in these European styles, and the Europeans are pissed off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can he say that?
I just did.
Yeah, I guess that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's, well, he's on staff here, so this is very handy.
The Brits, really. You're a content manager and ombudsman, is that right?
Yes, yeah. And announcer.
Yeah, and announcer.
And he sweeps up later, too. He's
good
great.
God.
So
I do it all.
All right, so that, and that, is that their big the
that's
cheese?
That's their thing.
You've had their Gouda?
It's exquisite.
Exquisite?
Exquisite.
Describe it. Come on, you're a foodie.
I would say that it opens up with a buttery softness. Then there's a little piquant. Sense of brightness leading towards, that's right. Look it up. Somebody look it up in the control room.
How do you spell it?
Yeah. Finishing off, okay. Finishing off with subtle woody notes.
That's what she said. Okay. No, that's very good. And then,
No.
Did you just pun, or was that just, you just descended into
middle? I always say that when I don't know what to say.
Into middle school humor.
Reaction. It's not middle school.
Early high school.
The opening jokes were great.
What is seventh grade? Is seventh grade middle school? I don't know. I guess it is. You're right.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. And who are the people that run it there? Marika?
Marika, yes, and her family.
And her family.
Yeah.
Is she the actual cheesemaker?
She is the actual cheesemaker.
Beautiful. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. That's good. Now, I'm looking for some bacon.
Sure, that's great. I can hook you up after the show. I've got
I'm going around Wisconsin. I'm driving just to eat.
Yeah.
Really good stuff and stuff. And where would I go?
You start with Newskies and you end with Newskies.
Yeah. Start and end with Newskies.
Absolutely.
Is there a Newski in Newskies?
There is a Newski in Newskies. When we filmed the show, we were toured around by Tanya Newski, who I think is second or third generation.
Of the Newskies?
Of the Newskies.
Have they always been in bacon?
I believe they have.
Okay.
Yeah. Although they let me sort of finish off a ham, you know, they do that great sugar
coating.
You're
finishing off.
I know, right.
This is really...
And they gave
you know what I'm going to say if you keep doing it.
Well, it's your show.
Yeah.
So they're also in ham. They're in bacon and ham.
Oh, and ham.
That's right, okay. Yeah.
I thought you said hemp.
No. I mean, they may be, but not that I'm aware of. I haven't checked the website.
You know what they're smoking out there at Newskies. Right. They're smoking at Newskies.
That's true. Everything is smoked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What have they smoked anything unexpected at Newskies?
I don't believe so. No, there was okay. When we toured the plant or the factory, whatever the right term is for where you smoke things, and then
smokery.
Package the smokery. Yeah,
well, the French have a word for it, I'm sure, right?
Everything was it was very because they have that codified flavor, so everything was very methodical.
Yeah,
and it's got to be that Newskies taste, right?
Yeah,
even though you're making
it's the smoking, isn't it?
They cut it thick. They cut it thick, and it's the cherry wood in the smoke.
Cherry wood.
Yeah. In fact, when we came with our cameras, the plant manager would not... I mean, she body blocked us when we were going to come around the corner with our cameras to shoot the smokers, and it was verboten. No.
Couldn't show the smokers? But
this is how we do it.
But she told you it was cherry wood, so
that's
what's
right.
The big deal?
Well, it's on the label.
It's on the label.
So recalcitrates on that
with the
fact
labels,
was
throw
not
the labels in there too.
That's
probably
not the time. Yeah.
You know what? What that means? There's something else in there besides cherry wood.
What is it?
Why would I know? I don't know. I'm saying if they barred you.
Oh,
from...
Oh, probably. Yeah.
You know, it's more than just cherry wood.
Highly likely. This emu is really soft.
Yes, you can throw it. Just throw it away. It's really not even real. See?
Oh, look at that.
Look at this. Look at that. Doesn't hurt it.
I was expecting on your show like an enormous rubber chicken.
Wrong show.
Wrong show.
Wait, don't tell me they did the rubber chicken.
You do have the
Wintermobile
here.
I'm in Bailey's Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
How did
you enjoy your Door County vacation?
I love Door County, you know.
Yeah.
And Bailey's Harbor is the place to go for food, right?
Sure.
And foodstuffs. Where do you go in Bailey's Harbor?
Well, when we go to Door County, we eat at a few special places. We always go to the Wickman House.
Yeah.
I mean, they're...
It's good. Pricey, but good.
Yeah, but come on, it's beautiful. It delivers on every level.
Oh, that sounds like an endorsement. I see why they all like you out there.
It used to be this great fine dining place called T. Aswell's, and that chef was he had great acumen with food, but he couldn't keep the business going. And then these two young guys came in.
Yeah, I know a guy who worked there before in this previous.
It was great then, too. Yeah. But these two young guys came in, and they revived it, and they've got an amazing staff and this terrific terrific chef, and we were doing a little Door County junket a couple of summers ago, and they had us up, and on the way there, we kept going. Anyway, we got a little lost. We ended up picking up their dishwasher, who was walking with his dog.
The machine or the...
the actual guy. With his dog named Old Berm. You can't make this up.
Old Berm, yeah.
And they just leaped in the back of the car, and we dropped them off. Anyway, they had
us in. They both leaped, isn't that cute? They did both leap.
Yeah. Well, he was sort of like a wood sprite or something. They just kind of came out of the bushes, and we're hitchhiking. Anyway.
And then what happened?
And we took them to work, and we were in to get a little tour and a tasting before service, meaning before they were open. Mm. And we had, my fiance and I, had the single best burger we had had that year. Mm. And this is a better dining place, but their burger just nailed it. Anyway, then we got a tour of the restaurant, and we got back to the dish pit and said, hey. And the whole staff said, how do you know him? We're like, well, we gave him a ride to work. Mm.
Great story. Okay, now...
I was hoping you could say
up
that. I gave
Bayfield,
you so much material.
We've been up in Bayfield a bunch of times, and I guess you go to the same place we do in Bayfield, because, you know, I'm not saying there's not a lot of choices.
There's not a lot of choices.
No, there's not a lot of choices.
Yeah, Wild Rice. You got to go.
Mary Rice.
Yeah.
Mary Rice.
Yeah.
She's quite amazing.
She is quite amazing. Yeah. And then.
She could be a restaurateur like anywhere in the world, really.
Anywhere.
And she's in Bayfield on the edge of Lake Superior.
She fell in love with it as a little girl, and that's where she wanted to bring great food.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Big Top Chautauqua and all of that. Yeah. And then you take the ferry over to Madeline Island and get a drink at Frank's Burnt Down, where the best sign in the world.
Yeah.
As you walk up, it says, you're in Wisconsin now. Be nice.
I must have missed that sign.
Oh, it's directed at the Minnesotans that come over.
Oh, okay, yeah. The Burnt Down, yes. Yeah,
I mean, the temerity of someone who has a tavern, it burns down, but then, no, let's stay open and just change the name to Frank's Burnt Down.
I know, tell it to the zoning people.
Right.
Tell it to the zoning people. They're not all that happy about it. And Door County, you got to mention Nelson's Bitters up there in Washington Island.
Yeah, that's right.
Those guys are nice. Talk about nice.
I have the thumb stamp card. You know, if you go and you drink a bitter, and then the bartender puts her thumb into the shot glass and stamps the card and signs it that you've been to Nelson's Bitters.
Yeah. How many thumbs do you have to get for free bitters?
I don't know. I can't. More than a shot glass.
No one's ever gotten more than one thumb, I'll tell you that.
Well, when we were on our way up there, someone was insisting that the ferry captain, the previous ferry captain, who lived to be 90-something, drank a pint of bitters a day.
Is that right?
Yeah, which I think is just unconscionable.
Yeah.
I mean, they're bitters, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never could figure it out, but it's really cool that they do it.
Yeah.
And, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know,
there's a big market for bitters in mixed drinks and so forth.
They hold the accommodation of the largest bitter sales in the world from the guys that make them in Jamaica. They have this trophy that they sent them.
Is that right?
Yeah. So during Prohibition, they hired a fancy attorney to go down and you know, you could sell like medicinal, right? You could sell spirits and so forth if you had a medicinal license during Prohibition.
Yeah.
And so they hired this fancy attorney, and he went down and he said, you know, this is what they want to do. And the judge supposedly poured a glass of it, or the attorney poured a glass for the judge, and the judge had one sip, and he said, absolutely improved. Nobody would ever take advantage of this.
Yeah.
And then they used to sell it by the pints to all the locals.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they get their buzz
There's
on.
No alcohol in it. That's amazing.
There's a little bit. There's a little bit. But it's mostly just
awful. You got to drink a lot of it. Okay. Nice guys. Let's say I'm in the Kickapoo Valley.
Yeah, you go for the coffee.
Kickapoo coffee. Tell me about it. What's special about Kickapoo coffee?
It's the micro lots and they're small roasters and Caleb that roasts it. It's just fantastic stuff.
Yeah. Do they grow it out there?
No. They get it. They source it from all.
They got
over
apple
there.
Trees. I know.
That's right.
They might have coffee.
That's
growing
right.
In the shade of apple trees. That'd be.
If they do, I'm not aware of it. Yeah.
Well, then they don't.
Right.
That's what you're saying, right?
I don't know. Well, coffee, it's funny because they call it a tree, but it actually looks like a bush. I still can't figure out. They only grow 3 feet high. Why would you call it a tree?
I don't know.
Yeah. It's like a bonsai of a...
I'm not into food like you are.
Of buzzy beans.
Quinces. You say quinces.
Quinces
and apple.
That's right.
Right here in Madison.
Right here in Madison.
I haven't been there, but tell me about
this. You can buy it most easily at Fromagination. Just walk around the square here.
What is it?
Yeah, they're great preserves and fruit flavorings, but primarily jams and preserves.
Jams and preserves.
Yeah. Oh, lovely. Cool. Lovely couple.
Yeah. And where is that?
What do you mean?
I mean, where is that? How ambiguous is that? Where is it physically located?
Oh, where do they produce? somewhere.
No, where is, if I'm going there, I want to know where it is.
Fromagination or Quince and Apple?
Quince and Apple.
Quince and Apple. I don't think they have their own store. I think you can
only
buy it
through
stores. Why is it not here? I don't know.
Very confusing.
Yeah.
So just look for it.
That's why I was flummoxed by your question.
You know what I like? It was this community farm in Elkhorn. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, is it actually like a communal farm?
I have no idea. I don't think I've been there. I don't know where you
got
that
from. Did they tell you we're going to have you on the air?
They told
or do you have no idea?
They told me we were going to talk baseball.
What do I have to say? Brewers. There, that says it all.
Yeah.
Lot Fottle.
It means
Lot Fottle.
It means the fat of the land.
Oh,
the expression,
cool.
You'll live off the fat of the land.
Oh, live off the fat of the land.
Correct.
Yeah, okay,
yeah,
cool,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah,
I thought it was Latvian or something.
I don't know if it's German. I don't know the...
And what goes on Lotfadl?
It's a CSA, so they grow vegetables and so on and so forth, and then they sell them through community shares of community shared agriculture. So
oh,
you would,
cool.
Yeah, you would buy, you know, you get a box of whatever's in season once a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Manja and Kenosha, I've been there. That place is great.
Oh, Manja is terrific.
He's good.
Tony Montuano was so good. And
yeah.
And our buddy Jason Gorman, who's the exec chef there now, Wisconsin boy. We just saw him 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
He's so talented. Yeah.
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 And they do new things there.
Yeah.
That's really, I mean,
yeah. No, Manja
new things
is,
they never if, will eat again.
If you're driving to Chicago, pull off, make a point, go to Manja. It's terrific.
Yeah, or don't even go to Chicago.
Or
why
don't
would
even
you do
go
that?
To, right,
go to
right.
Kenosha.
Just go to Kenosha.
Kenosha needs the business more than Chicago.
They do, and pull up to the water and say, same lake.
Right. And closer.
And closer. Right.
Same lake, but closer. That's what I would do for Kenosha. For
yeah.
And then finally, let's do one Milwaukee here, Larry's Market in Milwaukee. What's special about Larry's Market in Milwaukee?
They were the first market to bring fancy foods way back in the 50s, things that we take for granted now, like Perrier and croissant, things like that. They were the first ones to ever have it in the state. And what they
did Larry travel a lot or something? Did he come back?
I don't know where. I don't know how he got turned on to all that stuff. His children still carry it on. They're the owners. And they are a national, if maybe international, tastemaker shop within artisanal, there's that word again, cheeses.
Yeah.
Yeah, what Larry's, what they buy and what they decide to stock changes the market to a certain extent.
You saying Larry's in Milwaukee affects the world market?
In cheese, certainly nationally, yeah. It's on the same level as, say, a Murray's cheese in New York.
No kidding.
No, I would not kid about that.
That's astounding.
Yeah, they're the real deal.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do they get a pound for that?
It depends on which cheese.
Is there one there that you like in particular?
Well,
you're not just strictly a Gouda man.
No.
You're artisanal and all.
Yeah,
that.
So right. Exactly.
What do you like?
Well, who doesn't love a Hook's 12 year with those great crystals in there or the Rush?
Sure, I would. But what is it?
What
are the crystals?
It's a terrific cheddar that then once it's stored for over the years and starting at about.
Oh, I've had that one.
Yeah,
time.
About 10 or 12 because the moisture leaves the cheese. And then these little salt crystals.
It like petrifies or
correct.
Something.
Correct. Yeah, on the inside.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's still edible. It's not petrified.
Yeah,
don't scare the people away.
For someone who's not into that daring, or maybe later, but where would you start them with something that'll knock their socks off?
Well, I'd go with any of the Hooks. I mean, their 5 year is fantastic. Start there.
The 5 year hook
of cheddar.
And Hook, of course, means
it's Tony Hooks.
Oh, Tony Hooks.
Tony Hooks. Yeah, that's their last name. In Wisconsin, we just. You know, the cheesemakers just use their last name or their name for the cheese. They don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't put it in French or anything.
No, they don't get all highfalutin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, excellent. That's just excellent, Kyle. I want to thank you for stopping by.
Delighted.
You're my man.
Well, I don't know about that, but let's.
No,
it's nice to be here.
I'm going to fax you with all my food questions while they're happening.
I'm going to give me a take, because I'll have
if
to get
I can
a fax.
Find a fax.
I'll have
fax?
To get a fax. No, I don't. Yeah.
Okay.
No. No.
All right. I'll upgrade.
I mean, but I can.
I'll get AOL in. You'll hear from me.
Yeah. Nice. We'll run through the office supply store, see what we can do.
Okay, you're done now.
Good. Take these off.
Kyle Cherik, ladies and gentlemen, Wisconsin foodie. You can see him on Wisconsin Public Television and many televisions, and also talking to a chef on another show. And
you have
to go now, though, Kyle. Come on. Come on. You did very good, but let's not take over.